Decimate is a pretty popular word. People use it a lot to mean to destroy, or to nearly destroy, or to nearly wipe out, as in, the drought decimated their crops, or the New England Patriots decimated their opponents. The people who use this word seem to be going for a certain effect, as if they want to drive home the point of devastation by using a fresher, more interesting word. But of course, whenever people aim for a fresh take on language, certain others, you know the type, leap to the offensive. Take, for example, the reader of the Saturday Review, who in 1971 wrote to the editors to, quote, grieve over the erosion of the word decimate, citing among the offenders the venerable New York Times. The fact that the New York Times embraces the usage of a word should have told this guy something. But instead of considering this new evidence, the reader clung blindly to an old idea. The word decimate, as most objectors know, comes from the Latin and refers to a practice once employed by the Roman army. Back then, when one of their army units became mutinous, the Romans would kill one out of every 10 members of that unit to keep the other 9 in line. Decimate meant literally to kill 1 in 10. And that's the root of people's problems today. The people who use the word decimate today usually aren't talking about killing 1 in 10 of something. You'd think people would be happy about that, but on the contrary, this rubs some the wrong way. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage has some sharp words for the people who object to modern usage of decimate. Quote, all of these critics have learned the etymology of decimate, but none of them have bothered to examine its history and use in English. Decimate has seldom meant to destroy every 10th man in English, and then only in historical references. If you open Webster's New World College Dictionary, you'll see that today the meaning to kill 1 in 10 is obsolete. The more modern usage is to destroy or kill a large part of, as in famine decimated the population. Some people might still object, saying that we've given in to a wrong usage or that decimate, like the rest of the language, is going to hell in a handbasket. But again, these people only know half their history. Countless words we rely on today, words like girl and awful and tell, all evolved from different meanings, like how girl once meant a young person of either sex, how awful used to mean, basically, awesome, or how tell meant not to speak of something, but to count it. In fact, by the time decimate was adopted in English from the Latin, its original meaning was already on the wane, and this word was being used in the ways it is today. Of course, it is possible to get too loose with the word decimate. If you were to use it in front of a percentage, like to say, the storm decimated 65% of the population, that would go a little too far, as sources like Garner's Modern American Usage like to warn. But others, notably Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage, have done some digging and found that this doesn't really come up much anyway. So the truth is that decimate is a lot more flexible and a lot easier to use right than the critics would have you believe.